farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
St. Andrew farmers to benefit from farm road repairs and water supply projects. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, we're next.
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers 2 additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HeartTrust NTA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Program, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 9679020 or 9677802 or email CAP at moey.gov.jm.
Farmers in sections of St. Andrew are to benefit from farm road repairs and water supply projects geared at improving production and productivity levels in the agriculture sector. $20 million has been allocated for the farm road repairs, while $100 million has been set aside for water supply projects.
RADA is in partnership with you to make agriculture better and to improve on our production and our productivity.
Acting CEO for the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Peter Thompson. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson, says more small farmers will be involved and benefit from the distribution of inputs supplied by RADA. The majority of these inputs will be channeled through the Produce and Marketing Organization's PMOs in farming communities across the island.
The PMOs are not only organizations for farmers. The PMO is an organization for anybody within your community. That means you can have a teacher, a policeman, a nurse. Anybody can join your organization because the PMO is an organization for the upliftment of your community.
Mr. Hutchinson says PMOs can operate as community-based organizations and submit applications for funding and support for projects such as road repairs and the provision of social infrastructure such as basic schools. Mr. Hutchinson was speaking at the first of 13 parish meetings with farmers and RADA staff to discuss matters relating to production and productivity in the agriculture sector. He urges coffee farmers in eastern St. Andrew to continue to preserve their efforts to improve production and productivity.
When you're starting out and planting the seedlings to start growing your coffee, I am recommending that you also do intercropping.
Intercropping is the cultivation of 2 or more crops simultaneously on the same field. It also means the growing of 2 or more crops on the same field with the planting of the second crop after the first one has completed its development. A group of young farmers in Content Gap and Pampi Hut in East Rural St. Andrew will also be provided with incentives to cultivate 15 acres of coffee as part of efforts to increase productivity among coffee farmers. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Never turn duck off a nest. Translation, the duck will not leave the nest. And this means a lazy person.
Things are looking up for the manufacturing sector lately, you know. With the help of the Bureau of Standards, I was able to get my goods tested and certified to meet the import standards for the United Kingdom.
The Economic Partnership Agreement, financed by the European Union and implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, is overseeing the ISO 17025 accreditation of several food testing labs. The project is also helping local manufacturers export to new markets overseas, all part of a long-term growth strategy for the sector.
In the next 5 years, I can see our company growing tremendously. Thanks, EU. Thanks, PIOJ.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.